top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Wednesday, March 20th, 2024.
Top of the hour news.
I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrall, in the headlines.
Wherever it...
Prime Minister Skerrett admits his DLP government owes the Canadian banknote company that is processing Dominica's passport books and said 50,000 books are on order to process the backlog of applications. BVI Premier Dr. Natalia Whitley claims that the United Kingdom has not yet provided comprehensive details about its role in the investigation surrounding former Premier Fahey's trial
Q95.
And subsequent conviction.
Q95 D8.
And eight sailors are dead after a South Korean flagged tanker overturned off the west coast of Japan. One other person was found in a non-life threatening condition, while two others remain missing. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica.
As it happens,
details coming up.
Wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95.
Enjoy sweet savings at Quartz with up to 40% off selected items. Save $850 on the LG 50-inch WebOS Smart LED TVs. Save $800 on the Mabe 19-cubic foot fridges. Save $1,400 on the Loris Living Room Suite and $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Get what you need and pay now or later with Quartz Ready Finance. It's too sweet to resist. Indulge at Quartz. Bring value. Home. Special conditions apply. Offer ends March 23rd, 2024.
Welcome back. Dominicans who have been waiting for months for the processing of their new passports can now breathe a sigh of relief as the government of Dominica has revealed that it is ordering some 50,000 passport books for processing from the Canadian Banknote Company Limited. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett gave that update at a media briefing at the conference room of the Ministry of Finance on Tuesday. He promised that these books will be provided by the vendor in phases. More news. Speaking on the Global View on Q show on Tuesday, social scientist Simeon Joseph is not convinced that the DLP regime will deliver the best practiced reform of the electoral and campaign finance laws and regulations as demanded by the vast majority of Dominicans, despite yet another promise by Prime Minister Skerrett at a media briefing that same Tuesday, stating that the government will make public some of its selected reform measures by the second week of April 2024 for tabling in Parliament. Mr. Joseph added that electoral reform is supposed to equalize the political landscape and usher in an era where the population assumes responsibility for their own governance. CEO of Q95 FM and former CEO of the National Development Corporation, Sheridan Gregoire, questions the state of the justice system in Dominica and its reliability in serving justice for Dominicans. This as recent reports from legal minds like His Lordship Justice Williams have voiced concerns over the backlog of cases at the High Court, the delays and postponements of cases for no valid reasons, and the time frame in which such cases are prosecuted. Speaking on Q95's Global View on Q program on Tuesday night, Mr. Gregoire said due to the political instability in the country for the past couple of decades, Dominicans have lost confidence in the judicial system, questioning the efficiency of some of the people who serve in this branch of the government. Chairman of the National Joint Action Movement, Kent Vital, has expressed grave concerns about the current state of affairs in Dominica and contends that the country is clearly experiencing a significant decline. He believes that the current administration is leading the nation towards ruin and emphasizes the potential to revitalize the economy for growth and progress. Vital pledges to persist in efforts to position the country for visible development.
It's no secret. Everybody knows it. Our country is in trouble. Do you know that? Our country is in trouble. It's like we are failed states. We are failing. Our country has been run to the ground. Do you know that? Can you see it around you? Our country has been run to the ground. But the good news is that our country can actually do better. Our country can do better. And I, for one, I am determined to do everything I can to make sure our country do better. Are you determined to do everything you can to make sure our country does better? But you know something? That's what we're talking about today. How do we get to the place where we can be sure or we can make sure our country can do better? But you know the situation in your own communities. I was just casually asking somebody about agriculture and he laughed. He said, agriculture? He said, even the agricultural station, they have broken it down. That means that there is no importance given to agriculture. So we know in our community what's happening, but we also know what's happening in the nation beyond Grand Bay. We know how our nation is going down the drain. We know how there is a lack of employment for our young people. Do you see it around you? Am I speaking lies? Come on, I want you to answer me now. Am I speaking lies? Okay, you know something? If I speak a lie, I want you to boo me. But if I speak the truth, I want you to agree with me and say, yeah! So we know our country is going down the drain. Our education system, our health care. I mean, you actually have people who are afraid to go to the hospital when they're sick. Is that what we want in our country?
Vital has posed a pivotal question to individuals questioning what action should be taken when a government fails to meet its objectives. He asserts that the answer lies in voting them out and allowing another group of capable individuals to govern the country.
When a government is not doing good in our system of democracy, when we as a people know and think and realize that the country is not being run well, what do we do or what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to vote them out. Isn't that so? We are supposed to vote them out. That is what democracy is supposed to be about. Isn't that so? So how it is we cannot vote these out? And that is what we're talking about today. Because they have failed to give electoral reform. And that is where we have to stand up. That's why the people of Grand Bay, others have said it. You have been at the forefront of the struggle. You have been warriors. And it's time for us to get back to the forefront of that struggle. But how are these guys able to remain in power? I want to talk about three things. Maybe there may be more, but at least three. First, they have fooled many. Promises. Haven't you gotten promises from this government? I'm sure we have gotten many promises. Have these promises been fulfilled, though? Have these promises been fulfilled? No, they have not.
That was National Joint Action Movement Chairman Kent Vital. In more news, Director General of the OECS Commission, Dr. Didicus Jules, says for too long youth have been objects of youth development strategies designed by older folks who have not taken enough time to have a conversation with young people, which calls for a change in strategic approach to youth development in the region.
What are the major challenges that we face in youth development? They span a range of areas from unemployment to youth crime and violence as a public health concern, to the empowerment of indigenous youth, to mental health concerns, and far too many students being left behind in educational attainment. All of these issues are interconnected and multidimensional. One deficit leads to another, to other deficits, and the situation becomes a compounded generational crisis. In the face of this, we have designed an approach to youth development that is unique to the OECS, and which is an idea I boast is unique globally, and which is a significant departure from the old prescriptive models of youth development. For too long, youth have been objects of youth development strategies designed by older folk who have not taken enough time to listen to the problems as perceived and experienced by the youth themselves and to recognize the aspirations that they can articulate for themselves.
Dr. Jules also mentioned that the OECS approach to be presented to youth ministers of member states has undergone refinement over several years, drawing upon the practices of different member states.
The OECS approach that will be presented to ministers by the youth themselves is one that has been refined over a couple of years and which draws on the best practices of various member states. It is not accidental that we have associated sport with the youth agenda because we recognize the increasing interest of youth in sport. We have noted the spectacular accomplishments being made by our sportsmen and sportswomen. We see the attraction of popular sports to youth who otherwise would have been at risk. And the world of sports has created a virtual global arena of economic opportunity. Let us be clear that the association of the youth and sports portfolio does not mean that we view sport as an exclusive domain of youth. To the contrary, we believe that sport would be a whole of society, should be a whole of society lifestyle endeavor of benefit to young as well as old, to all genders, to all classes, and a basic social foundation for healthy and vivacious living.
Director General of the OECS Commission, Dr. Didacus Jules. Cultural preservation remains a top priority for some business individuals in Dominica, with ongoing efforts from entrepreneurs like Ibrahim Brohim, the owner of Signman. On Tuesday, Brohim sponsored the installation of a new billboard at Jacko Flats as part of an ongoing initiative to showcase the island's numerous historical sites. Brohim's contribution underscores the importance of highlighting Dominica's rich history and cultural heritage. Through initiatives like these, stakeholders aim to raise awareness about the significance of preserving historical landmarks and promoting tourism that celebrates the island's diverse past.
Today, the launching of the billboard, let me say very honestly, is not really about the billboard. There are two factors why I decided to go ahead with this billboard. One was for the location of the area. Because through my club, being an avid hiker with my Blue Vias Hiking Club, where we have organized many hikes for new persons coming to these places, we have always had a problem with them finding the location. Also, we know that there's a place, a falls called Jacko Falls, way before, and persons believe sometimes this is where Jacko Flats is. But there's a distinct difference between Jacko Falls and Jacko Flats. Secondly, the second main aspect of launching this billboard is to really sensitize public or local persons, Dominicans, and visitors alike on the importance of the historical aspect of this area. I think it is very important that when we speak about Jacko Flats, we have to understand the true meaning and where it came from and how it came about. And we have to understand where and why this camp was set up. Now, part that I play through my business is not about Ibrahim Brohim, it's not about the sign man, it's not about
Ibrahim Brohim, the owner of Signman. This is Q95 News. DFP leader Bernard Ito is calling on the Minister of National Security, Raymond Blackmore, to professionally respond and address the concerns raised by His Lordship Justice Colin Williams about the failing state of Dominica's justice system and the huge backlog of cases currently at the High Court that have not been heard. Speaking to Q95 News on Tuesday, Ito advised the Attorney General and National Security Minister Blackmore to hold a press conference to deny or acknowledge the issues at the High Court and the immediate solutions that will be taken to address them.
I think any decent government, any well-governed country, any socialized and sociable and decent country, civilized country, would immediately have seen a response from the responsible persons, the Attorney General, certainly the Minister of responsible for that, for legal affairs and security as well, since a large aspect of that referred to the police and their ability to get cases prosecuted. Absolutely. In fact, the very first thing would have been a well-organized press conference or statement addressing the concerns, addressing the nation, and addressing the concerns that were expressed. But and that would be a high priority because these are serious, not allegations, but these are serious revelations of just how dire the situation is. Yet, As we have seen in the past, though, the certain arrogance and insolence of this government to not rephrase. They simply dismiss it and they believe that somehow their political base will be okay with such an arrogant attitude. And that is very unfortunate for addressing and fixing issues in our country.
DFP leader Bernard Ito. BVI Premier Dr. Natalio Whitley says he was still unsure of the role the United Kingdom played in the events leading up to the arrest and conviction of former Premier Andrew Fahey. Despite the unfolding legal proceedings and public discourse surrounding Fahey's trial and subsequent conviction, Premier Dr. Natalio Whitley confirmed that the United Kingdom has still not yet provided comprehensive details about its role in this investigation. Open quote, "I haven't had any briefings about that," end of quote, he stated. Fahey was arrested on April 28, 2022 at a Miami airport on charges of drug smuggling and money laundering after a months-long undercover operation carried out in the BVI by the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. However, former Governor John Rankin repeatedly expressed surprise when questioned about the operation, even as he admitted being responsible for authorizing foreign law enforcement operations in the territory. When asked about the apparent contradiction, Dr. Whitley said he would leave it to the people to decide. And 8 sailors have died after a South Korean-flagged tanker overturned off the west coast of Japan. One other person was found in an unlife-threatening condition, while 2 others remain missing, Japan's Coast Guard said. The Kyongyang Sun capsized off Yamaguchi Prefecture after the crew radioed for help around 7 a.m. on Wednesday. The search is still on for another 2 sailors who were on board. The ship was reportedly at anchor because of stormy weather. The Coast Guard said it was carrying 980 tons of acrylic acid. The rescue operation has been taking place close to the city of Shimonoseki in the country's southwest.
8 people have been pronounced dead after a South Korean chemical tanker carrying 11 crew members sank on Wednesday near an island located southwest of Japan. They were among the 9 crew who had been retrieved and airlifted to hospital, while 2 remain missing. The crew was made up of 2 South Koreans, a Chinese national, and 8 Indonesians, but no details as to the nationalities of the rescued crew members have been made public. The Japanese Coast Guard said it received a call from the chemical tanker at about 7 a.m. on Wednesday, saying that the ship was tilting due to rough weather before it later completely capsized. An official from South Korea's foreign ministry said it has dispatched a consular official to the region and that the ministry is closely communicating with related authorities.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Prime Minister Skerrit admits his DLP government owes the Canadian banknote company that is processing Dominica's passport books and said 50,000 books are on order to process the backlog of application. 95, the big stage. BVI Premier Dr. Natalio Whitley claims that the United Kingdom has not yet provided comprehensive details about its role in the investigation surrounding former Premier Fahey's trial and subsequent conviction. And 8 sailors are dead after a South Korean-flagged tanker overturned off the west coast of Japan. One other person was found in a non-life-threatening condition, while 2 others remain missing. 95. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Right on.
I have been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
Of the hour news as it happens when